French Pressed, a coffeehouse mystery by Cleo Coyle, narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Acknowledgements. While it is widely recognized that New York City is crowded, costly, competitive, and occasionally downright dangerous, New York is also a foodie mecca. It's the kind of town where you can attend an open-to-the-public culinary talk and find yourself sitting next to a young Cordon Bleu graduate while listening to legendary chef Jacques Pepin speak extemporaneously about such things as butchering a chicken. The aforementioned 92nd Street Y restaurant panel, along with my 2 decades of speaking with restaurant professionals while dining out in New York, were among the many experiences that contributed to the backdrop of this novel. I would also like to acknowledge the gracious help of Douglas Snyder, general manager of Bin 54 Steak and Cellar. Doug is a consummate professional who chivalrously answered countless questions about running an upscale restaurant while also giving me one of the finest dining experiences I've ever had. A succulent shout-out additionally goes to Bin 54's executive chef, Andrew Bales, for giving me an after-hours tour of his efficiently run domain, a professional kitchen that consistently produces the most delicious fire-grilled steaks being served in America today. Dear reader, if you ever find yourself in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, do not miss the dining experience at Bin 54. And please be assured that the characters, situations, and murders in this book are completely fictitious figments of my imagination. Although Bin 54 is the scene for fabulous food and wine, it has never been ruled a crime scene. Joe the Art of Coffee and Murray's Cheese Shop, both located in Greenwich Village, New York, have also been great sources of information. My sincerest thanks goes out to them as well. If you are ever in New York's West Village,